TheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheThe lot of the old classics, especially the ones that address Christian supremacy. We'll check in a little later and see if we got a parody for this week's theme from longtime listener Mick O'Brien, and a lot of other great gags, some news. We have an asshole of the week and a runner-up and much, much more and all kinds of interesting news. So stay tuned. I'm going to start off with Bauhaus. This is Third Uncle, if this will in fact play.
Thank you. Tonight, a voice came to me. Turned out it was God. Said, Oaks, wake up, this is God here. Over. I said, you're putting me on, of course, Dylan. So he did a few tricks and moved the bed back and forth. Trembling, I asked, what is it you want, O Lord? He said, well, frankly, Phil, I went downtown the other day, saw the greatest story ever told, couldn't believe it. It's gone too far. Something must be done about Christianity. Then, woof, in a puff of smoke, he disappeared. The next morning I woke up, had a few drinks to realize it was all true, and decided to do something about Christianity. But what could I do, me, a poor, humble boy from the sticks? Then I remembered I was a songwriter. Aha, so I sat down with pen in hand over my typewriter and ended up writing this next song, which is a hymn about Christianity, actually an anti-hymn, the first anti-hymn, folks. That's the melody. Christian cannons have fired at my days, with the warning beneath the holy blaze, and bow to our authority, say the cannons of Christianity. Oh, the children will be sent to schools. Minds of clay are molded to the rules. Learn to fear all of eternity. Warn the cannons of Christianity. Holy hands will count the money raised. Like a king, the Lord is richly praised. On a cross of diamond majesty, say the canons of Christianity. Missionaries will travel on crusades. The word is given, the heathen souls are saved. Conversion to our morality, sigh the canons of Christianity. Come the wars and turn the rules around. Defend your soul on the battleground, and the Lord will march beside me. Drone the cannons of Christianity. Cathedral walls will glitter with their gold, and the sermons speak through silver rolls. Building castles amidst the poverty, say the canons of Christianity. Worship now and wash your sins away. Drop the coins, fall to your knees and pray. Cleanse the world Of all hypocrisies, smile the canons of Christianity. Christian cannons have fired at my day with the warning beneath the holy blaze. And thou, to our authority, say the canons of Christianity, cry the canons of Christianity.
Sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got extreme unction. I got confirmation.
No. after the next one. Okay. Been dying to play this. I'm going to play from the great Lisa Christ Superstar CD. This is Philadelphia's own Lisa Christ. Great person, great music promoter, and definitely great music performer, as this next song will testify. And I can't get over this album cover. Just like Jesus Christ Superstar, but with the two-headed angel with cleavage playing guitars and this wicked lightning bolt at the bottom. From her CD, Lisa Christ Superstar, this is Hard Time 25.
Come and get me, Jerry Falwell. Yeah. I love the Pope. He's a fashion plate, isn't he? One time he called me. You remember he called me. And he said, Judy, Judy. Oh, Judy, can I come over to your house and touch your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? I said, I said, suffer. So we astral projected and we went to Texas and I wrote this love song for the Pope. It's a country and western love song. Oh, I just want a cowboy to ride me home. Oh, I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soul. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. Met him one day in the crack house saloon. It could happen. He lassoed a pickle from clear across the room. He said, hey, little Kalashki, you're supposed to kiss my ring. I said, if I want to see your bathtub, I'll learn how to sing. He'd be my main man, I'd be his blue nun. He'd teach me how to kiss the ground, I'd teach him how to duck from a gun. Oh, I'd
Come closer to the goddess. Come closer. Oh, let's go back in time.
Okay, you heard Judy Tenuta doing the Pope song. Before that, Lisa Christ Superstar did Hard Time 25. Sandy Rapp did White Men in Black Dresses. Bottom did Catholic Boy from the Put Your Tongue to the Rail compilation. The Philly Comp for Catholic Children, Songs of the Jim Carroll Band. Phil Oakes did Canons of Christianity and started off with Bauhaus doing Third Uncle. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at 9 to 11 or so at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live, then repeated at InfidelGuy.com. 9 o'clock East Coast time, USA. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any lifestyle or orientation, including those from the transgendered and kink communities. Outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And, as Marlon the Great Engineer can testify, also available for a thing I never heard of before, the blessing of bikes and scooters at biker events. Next week, the theme will be a tribute to anti-racist action in preparation for the anti-Nazi action in D.C. on August 24th, and you can check out information about that at onepeoplesproject.com. Let's see, tonight's theme is Stop Christian Supremacy, Part 2, and thank you, people who gave feedback to last week's Part 1, and wanted to cover a lot of things. I have some video reviews, as usual, all kinds of news, and a ton of things to cover. So I'm going to squeeze in as much as I can for 11 o'clock, possibly go overtime and play more music at RadioVolta.org, and cut out as little as possible. Let's see, the new Reverend Bookburn webpage is at Full Gospel Ranch. So in addition to the one at Radio Volta on DJ Pages, this one is at fullgospelranch.com/RevBookburn. This is a site maintained by my good friend Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup of Full Gospel Ranch, and it is continuing to grow. There's some of the recent playlists, and there's going to be audio archives starting with, I believe, this show. And please check that out, as well as SaveInternetRadio.org and the Save Our Secularity Yahoo group, which is very important. It deals with the attacks, as well as covering Christian terrorism and the American Christian Taliban. It covers the virus attacks that have specific targets, especially freethinkers and non-theistic groups, as well as progressive activists, a lot of hemp-related sites, and many, many adult sites. In other words, everybody we love. So, there's a lot of information there. It's called Save Our Secularity, and it's at groups.yahoo.com/group/Save Our Secularity, and there's an underline between each of those words, Save Our Secularity. let's see. The Reverend and Pastor Tammy were both live call-in guests at Dr. Susan Block's web broadcast show at RadioSusie1.com, and that was a lot of fun. We're still celebrating the recent arrest of anti-sex Taliban and media monopolist and corporate criminals, John Regas and his sons, the Regas boys, and they're kind of like the Bush crime family, intergenerational and unscrupulous, and bigger criminals than any combination of 100 hardcore poor criminals that one could name, who ran Adelphia. And you can get information on that at drsusanblock.com under What's New. And let's see, we're going to talk about Christian supremacy before getting back to music. And if you didn't hear it last week, I named it the title that it is, against the advice of a friend of mine, because I believe that it's now so far in the direction of shit-canning what little remains of the pretense of democracy and diversity, and pushing towards a theocracy much in the direction of the Taliban and similar groups that headed formal theocracies. The Bush regime has pushed for Christian supremacy in every sphere of public life, in government, in public institutions, making it necessary for shows like this and shows that dare to cut through the shit to go back and cover the basics, which is that no belief system deserves to be banned. Every belief system deserves to be out there, and people have every right to believe in anything, but that is an individual trip and not something that needs to become a dictatorship over your neighbors, over your community, or over the remainder of the nation. It is the opposite of democracy, and it is the opposite of diversity. Sadly, most diversity trainings, seminars, and presentations are clueless when it comes, or at least in the Philadelphia area, when it comes to covering matters of religion and, forgive me for using a children's word, spirituality. I guess that's similar to Santa Clausality, would you say, Marlon? I hate when I wake him up. Okay.
You know, the this has absolutely nothing to do with you, with what you're talking about, but my favorite name of a religious philosophy, or is actually an organization with a specific religious philosophy, is the Institute of Scientific Santa Clausism. I don't know what they're about, but I think it has something to do with Bob.
Bob of the Subgenius?
Exactly, yes. Mr. Dobbs.
Yes.
A good
I love that.
Mr. Dobbs.
I met Ivan Stang, Reverend Ivan Stang, actually once, but it was very briefly at a book signing. And
do,
I wasn't
do you think
Reverend
he listens
Buckburn
to the
yet.
Show?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because some ideas from the show have ended up on An Hour of Slack, which I welcome, and I'm saying this with love and siblinghood.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, if we were, like, for instance, I think I heard him, I think I heard the Subgenius Hour of Slack, which is a wonderful show, by the way.
It is.
Use a little snippet from Jesus Christ Superstar, when we used the very self-same snippet just the week before.
Well, that's
I think
a compliment.
That's great. That's yes. compliment.
Imitation, you know, is the greatest form of flattery.
And especially when it's the Church of the Subgenius.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's amazing.
It's kind of like the Beatles copying your song, you know, or something.
Yeah, it's like, why complain? Well, I guess you could complain if the Beatles are copying your song.
Well, if they gave credit. I know they ripped off that Joe Farani guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if they did it and redid my song, even if they stole it, like, a part of me not dealing with the injustice of it would still feel that flattered feeling, you know, like, wow, you know, the kingpins decided to do something that originated here.
Alrighty then.
Okay. So anyway.
By the way, are we going to get to that snippet tonight?
I don't care if we even have to cancel other things. We're going to do the Jesus Christ Superstar thing again.
Oh yeah,
leads up to a special song. If you haven't heard it, it'll be a first-time treat and probably a shock. It's one of the most shocking things we've ever done on this show. And since it has been replicated elsewhere with my blessing, I thought I'd do it again for the audio archive, since this is now being preserved for history. So, whatever your belief system, even if you believe in Brian from Monty Python's Life of Brian, or the true deity, porn star Ron Jeremy, star of In Ron We Trust, and
Enron We Trust?
Enron We Trust. that's next week. It is for you to believe in if you choose, and not to form the political system around it. And that's in defiance of the Constitution. So is that line in the pledge, which was added in the 50s in the McCarthy era. McCarthy, a kind of a prototype to Ayatollah Ashcraft, the Attorney General's office, as Susie Block would call him. And so in that vein, we're covering the basics again, which is that democracy and diversity are ideas in which a person has a right to their belief system, but not a right to oppress others with it or to put it in the public arena. And we're seeing a saturation of that thanks to George W. Numbnuts' Dirty Bomb Bush, pushing that insane faith-based initiative for further shit-canning social services, and the Taliban clones in the United States Supreme Court actually supporting the ridiculous idea of publicly funding religious school vouchers, which is also sold on a pack of lies and bullshit. But we already covered that last week. So, we, in support of Constitution and diversity versus the religious right ho agenda of the Bush regime and the Taliban, we're going to decimate that. I wanted to throw out a couple of ideas, too. I noticed that Priests for Life are getting really active again, and they're harassing women at abortion clinics and doing all kinds of public functions and media functions. And I want to encourage people to say, anytime they see Priests for Life anywhere, but especially outside abortion clinics, harassing women who are exercising their legitimate rights to birth control and abortion services, to shout or scream as loud as you possibly can, child molesters, especially if that asshole Father Pavone is in the group, former recipient of the Asshole of the Week Award. Child molesters, as loud as you can, when Priests for Life infect an environment with their presence. And speaking of anti-choice harassers, there's a tour. I believe it's one of the more whacked out, even for the anti-abortion movement, groups of people called Missionaries to the Preborn. I'm not making that name up. And they're doing a tour where, rather than showing up at the clinics, they show up at like the fast food places and highways and traffic circles and any place where there's a lot of people, malls, rush hour, congested areas, with enormous banners of graphic bad art that is not science, but bad art, that are supposedly fetuses and what have you. A lot of people are saying, what should we do about that? And I'm thinking, I don't want to encourage throwing anything harmful, because I just don't. But I'm thinking, I always like things like pies, things the Pie Man and other people do, the Biotic Baking Brigade, the whole thing with the pies, are things that are harmless. But you're probably not always walking or driving with a pie. So I'm thinking anything soft and harmless and biodegradable, since technically it is littering, can be thrown at missionaries to the preborn when they're showing up in your neighborhood with those big graphic banners that, again, are not science, but bad art. So I wanted to throw that out there, because they're on tour right now, and they are infesting communities throughout, I think, the Midwest at this point. I talked about Hell House, the movie, the last couple of weeks, since it screened in Philadelphia at the Wilma Theater, and that was fantastic. It's about a gory subject, the Assemblies of God's version of like a House of Horrors event at a carnival, except it's about sin, and it's a lot of things. It's racist, it's homophobic, it's AIDS phobic, very anti-women, and very full license with the stereotyping and media imaging. Also, parts of it dealing with, and I think this got the most laughs in this packed theater, the goth and rave and so-called occult segments. It's a great documentary. And you can check it out online now at hellhousemovie.com. And you can check out Bible Madness online, BibleMadness.com. That's also a film. Okay, I guess I'll do movie reviews, since I just talked about two. One is, I'm pretty sure, a foreign film. It has a foreign title. And although it deals mostly with, like, centuries ago, colonialism and imperialism and all of that, the Spanish coming to this part of the world to conquer it and destroy Caribbean and Latin cultures with the kingdoms of the church and all that good history. There's also a really powerful psychedelic scene. One of the Spaniards ends up joining the natives, or the savages, or whatever they wanted to call them at the time. And at one point, they're all drinking something that I think is similar to, like, mushrooms or peyote or something. And there's also a really, really intense, trippy scene in it. And it's a long movie, and it'll be hard for some people to watch it through. And then at the end, like, the imperialism and the arrival of the cross and the destruction of native culture and the enslavement of the peoples becomes more clear. It's called Cabeza de Vaca. It's from around 1993. And around that same time, a movie came out in the theaters called The Pope Must Die, and they got so much shit for it. Robbie Coltrane played the Pope, which in and of itself makes it worth seeing. And so in the video version, they called it The Pope Must Die It. But that is wimpiness, and it must be referred to by its original and better title, The Pope Must Die, early 90s, and very, very funny. Then there's The Naked Truth, exposing the origins of the deceptions of modern religions, And that's a scholarly work. It's more like something for public broadcasting. It's something that would cover like ancient Egypt and even the early astrologers and all the places that like the Quran and the Bible ended up recycling from the earlier mythology. It's very science-oriented. It's very factual, very scholarly. And ironically, it's from the agency, I believe it's called Lighthouse Works or Lightworks. It's from an organization that sells a lot of spiritual stuff like crystals and quackery of all kinds of shit like that, which is amusing to me. But this is a classic. It's called The Naked Truth, Exposing the Origins About the Deceptions of Modern Religions. And if you can't find it, write to me and I will see if I can find it for you or find somebody to copy it for you. And if you want to write to me, write to the new web new email address so I get it, which is the same location as the new Reverend Bookburn website, revbookburn@fullgospelranch.com. And thank you, people who have been writing and sending me cool shit to do for the show. Another movie review. Oh, Pastor Tammy on Instant Messenger. Recording the show. And she has her webcam up live, and she's wearing her burqa. So, if you want to see Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup of Full Gospel Ranch in her burqa, in case any Taliban types are listening, you can go to fullgospelranch.com/webcam.html. So if you're a Taliban type, or if you're one of the Regus family, or Ayatollah Ashcraft, or one of the Bin Laden types, you might want to go to the site and get some good stroke in action while we play some songs in a couple of minutes. Also wanted to review a classic from the early 90s called Nudist Colony of the Dead. This is a must. By now I know you book burners well enough to know that no matter how weird a film is, you folks, or at least the ones who write to me, who don't send all the hate shit, will love it. It's called Nudist Colony of the Dead. To say it's low budget is to make a colossal understatement. I think these people had like $100, but anyway, it's early 90s, this nudist camp went for generations, and then they were in a court battle for their survival from these like far right wing religious Christian fascist Taliban types who ultimately triumph. And after the judge rules in the favor of the fascistic kinds of Christians, they, surprise, surprise, take over the land. That's a shock. Hello. Talking about people who destroyed African, Latin, and Caribbean, and almost Native American cultures. Yes, they took over the land. They took over the nudist colony, and they turned it into a rehab camp for their wayward youths who were on a bus on their way to the rehab camp singing songs about drugs and sex. And the nudists had already decided to kill themselves in a big way, like the Jim Jones, Guyana, Jonestown cult that took the poisonous cyanide. Except that they can't quite die because of the injustice of losing the land to the Christian Taliban types, so they don't entirely die, they become zombies. So they're nudists and they're zombies. It does get sillier. So
it sounds like the setup for a joke.
It is.
I want to hear the whole thing is the joke, but I can't figure out what it is. So,
well, the Christian teens are on their way to rehab Christian camp, singing songs about drugs and sex. The nudists did the Jonestown kind of suicide. But they're zombies. They can't rest because of the injustice of it, and they want revenge. and the Christians took over the land. Hello, let's be historically consistent. They take over the land, and so that sets it up for everything that's going to happen. You know that any movie that ends with "of the dead" has lots of like horror and terror and blood, especially when one group is out for vengeance. So that's all that I heard before I saw it. And I think there's one more thing that can be shared without ruining it, was that in addition to the absurdity of the movie as you already know it to be and how low budget it was and the special effects, they also made it into a guess. Since I didn't tell you.
Made for USA Network movie? No.
No, they made it into a musical.
A musical?
A fucking musical. Everybody sings, even the zombies. Even if there's about to be blood and terror, they go into a song every 10 minutes or so. If you didn't think it was absurd enough, it's a musical. Well, I have it, so you can buy it.
Oh, okay.
Or I'll get tape it for you. But it's hard to find. In this area, it's at Movies Unlimited and TLA videos in the Philadelphia surrounding area. But I recommend Nudist Colony of the Dead. And I am still freaking out over Bridget Kirchhoff's video with her husband, Skeeter, called Bongs and Thongs. And Bongs and Thongs, Volume 1. And if you like hemp or if you like porn, you'll like this. If you like both of those things, you'll love this insanely. Bongs and Thongs, Part 1. Lots of weed, lots of action. Made by Bridget Kirchhoff and her husband Skeeter, although he doesn't perform it, he just uses the bong. And Bridget Kirchhoff wrote to the Reverend that there may be more, but under a different name, which I guess means somebody trademarked Bongs and Thongs, which is interesting. But you'll get updates when I learn them. And you can check Bridget Kirchhoff out online at bkmax.com. I am talked out. So more talking and plugs coming up later. And we have an asshole of the week. And a runner-up. We have both coming up. And what is next? Not a record, since there's no record anyway. So let's play a CD. I guess you've seen that pitiful Pope driving around lately. I think he's touring Our Lady of Guacamole or something like that. So I wanted to play a couple more Pope songs tonight. The first one is going to be Right Now. The original version of this was recorded in 1972 by David Peel and produced by John Lennon and Yoko Ono when they were in New York hanging out with David Peel and Abbie Hoffman and Jerry Rubin and Paul Krasner and that radical crowd of yippies. This is a CD version that's a little tamer musically, but same lyrics. And it's now credited to David Peel and the Super Apple Band. And this track is entitled "The Pope Smokes Dope."
Yeah!
Okay, I'm going to do a dedication again. Last week, don't be horrified, but the infidel guy tuned in late and missed his dedication. We have been broadcasting on infidelguy.com as a relay live broadcast for 1 year and 1 week. And so it's been highly supportive and has been repeating the shows for a couple of weeks or so, so people can hear them. And I believe that's going to continue. So, and then if he misses it, he can get it from Pastor Tammy at the audio archives of fullgospelranch.com/RevBookburn. So we're going to play him another song because we like him. Come Unto Jesus, a sacred tune.
Well, boy, folks out there in pornograph land, the old clock on the wall is telling us it's time to close again. So right now it's my very great pleasure to be for you a sacred tune from the Ola Roberts show.
Come unto Jesus.
The good Lord wants you all to know it's no sin to fall. We're friends and neighbors, don't be shy. When the sexer comes to call, just jump and suck, really can't fuck. Have yourselves a screw on the big guy. That's just what the good Lord meant you to do. So remember the good book says, love and let love, well, cast no stones at sin. They'll take that lady right in your bed and wait. It is, you've got to come for Peter, come for Paul, come for Mary too. And if you come twice, Jesus Christ will bless you.
Good folks here with us tonight. Lord have mercy, I don't mean to sermonize. And I'm not going to sell you prayer rugs, no. I want to talk to the ladies. Ladies, when it's getting late, and that young fella you're with is staring with a sexualist, satanic look in his eye. He's a breathing hard, and you just know it in your heart that he's trying to score with. Baby, don't you be getting a headache and don't be saying it's that time of the month, no. Because love is a rare and splendid thing that comes once, so honey, open your door. And remember, the good book says you gotta love and let love. Well, cast no stones at sin. And you take that young fella right into your face. Wait, if I never get in, you've got to come for Peter, come for Paul, and come for Mama Mary too. If you come twice, Jesus Christ will bless you. Oh, he will.
Why is there so much sin and perversion on the streets of San Francisco? Why the communism and lesbianism and pedestrianism and homosexuality and rock and roll music going hand in hand down a twisted path of debauchery? Why did Chris Christopherberg change his name? You know, the big picker don't want you to come a quarter time. No, when he don't want you to come a half time. No, when he don't ever want you to come one time. Because just as sure as love is a four-legged word, if you come twice, Jesus Christ.
Here's another question I've been pondering. What is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? 3 out of 4 people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Huh? Has everybody lost their fucking mind in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive collective psychotic chemical flashback. From all the drugs, smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking angels, my friend. Angels. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? You never hear about them, except on Halloween. Halloween, it's always negative shit, too. You ever notice that? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say if you're going to buy the angel bullshit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying aspect of American culture. The pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here?
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Elvis Hitler doing 10 Wheels for Jesus. Before that, George Carlin did Angels from his You Are All Diseased CD. Chinga Chavin did Come Unto Jesus, a sacred tune. And David Peel and the Super Apple Band did The Pope Smokes Dope. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Stop Christian Supremacy, Part 2. And let's see. Since we have two people whose lovely humane attributes can be shared with the world, we may as well do this now. Okay, our CD's falling. That's okay. Let's see. Sunday, August 4th, 2002, on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com. Yes, it is time for... Asshole of the Week. First, we have a runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week, August 4th, 2002, is Reverend George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney. Yes, that was time for that long one. Abortion, this is Reverend George Pell talking. Abortion is a worse scandal than sexual abuse by priests. This guy really said that. Reverend George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney. Abortion is a worse scandal than sexual abuse by priests. Consequently, the right Reverend George... What the fuck does the right mean? I don't know. The right Reverend George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And now, let's find him. Asshole of the Week is... What are you doing to me? Asshole of the Week, Judge Michael Conahan of Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, near Wilkes-Barre Township of Eastern Pennsylvania. In complete disregard of legal precedent, Judge Michael Conahan ruled in favor of the boyfriend of a 22-year-old woman, this boyfriend who also threatened her with bodily harm. The judge has barred her for the time being from getting an abortion. And again, that is in complete disregard of legal precedent. The boyfriend who issued threats and paid no legal consequences for that, then went to the courts to stop the woman in question, who was 22 years old and the mother of a 2-year-old, and actually saw a ruling in his favor. The dude, by the way, is also an asshole. Yes. Another well-timed long part sound. So therefore, for his ruling in this case in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, against the woman in blatant disregard of the law, Judge Michael Conahan is Asshole of the Week. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, for providing your generously donated bodily sounds that are now on our computer. All right, covered Asshole of the Week. Now we have a parody. Thanks to longtime listener Mick O'Brien, we have another parody. We haven't heard it. It just came in just now. And I am certain that it is good. I have supreme confidence this is good. The title is W Theocratic Revival. All right, this is from Mick O'Brien. This is W Theocratic Revival.
He becomes a teetotaler, hasn't had a drink in 14 years, served two successful terms as governor of our second largest state, reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
Cooperation between religious groups and the government.
And the abortion groups let Paul Rove know that they ardently oppose giving money to the population fund and demanded that President Bush reverse his decision to allocate $34 million.
Reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
And asked later that may cross the line in terms of the separation of church and state, Bush said his legal advisors told him it would pass constitutional muster.
Might lose my tax-exempt status.
But why should the pastor simply preach the word of God, trying to save sinners and bring them to everlasting glory with Christ, rather than get into politics? I mean, did Christ say we could build the MX missile or not?
Cooperation between religious groups and the government.
For me, it does mean that partial birth abortion bothers me. Same-sex marriage bothers me. I think those are biblical issues. And I voted for George Bush because I believe he is closest to what I am.
Dr. Pat Robinson is buying an oil refinery.
Well, he's very cheap.
That's the third.
All money seen by their fraud.
Might lose my tax exempt status.
But ACLU's got to take a lot of blame. And I know I'll hear from them for this, but growing God off successfully with the help of the federal court system, growing God out of the public square, out of the school.
Yeah, I think we're equal opportunity vicious occurs, no matter where it comes from.
Anyway, I'm an evangelical. We Baptists call this story a great testimony. A DUI 24 years ago, and then the next year he met and married a sweet Christian girl. And then Billy Graham, he tells, led him to Christ. He becomes a teetotaler, hasn't had a drink in 14 years, served two successful terms as governor of our second largest state, reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
Okay, that was W, Theocratic Revival, from longtime listener Mick O'Brien, another great parody. And since this is Stop Christian Supremacy Part 2, let's do a real dedication. And I don't know, maybe they'll rebroadcast this on Slack, I don't know. But they're welcome to.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Reverend Stang, for...
Well, actually, they only broadcast a tiny snippet of it because they had so much other stuff.
Well, okay.
But, you know.
Whatever.
Anyway.
If you want,
people don't know what I'm talking about.
If you want it, you can relay broadcast it on your own web shows. It's really cool.
It's an anti-copyright.
It's flattering.
You must. Oh, whoa, that was too loud.
You're in the red zone on these dials.
I'm too loud.
You're too loud.
You must play drives for months.
Yes. I am requesting as a clergy person to be plagiarized and copied and imitated, which evidently already happened. So here's the total dedication. It's not just that riff from Jesus Christ Superstar, but followed by the song that's supposed to go with it, which is by the Feeders from the early 80s, from a compilation put together by Jello Biafra and Maximum Rock and Roll magazine people on Alternative Tentacles, alternativetentacles.com. And no, the Feeders were not homophobic. They just wanted to be, they didn't want to be anti-gay. They wanted to just be as shocking and revolting as they possibly could. It's a talent they did have in abundance, and were shocking and making outrageous records. So we're going to do the Jesus Christ Superstar introduction to Jesus Entering from the Rear. And we're going to dedicate this to the American Christian Taliban. That means Reverend Jerry Falwell, Reverend Pat Robertson, Reverend James Dobson, the Promise Keepers, Focus on the Family, And even the new, younger generation of the similar assholes who pretend that they're the nicer kind, like a Jim Baker's son, Jay Baker, the XXX Church, on and on. This goes out to the whole landfill's worth of them. So, but this specific Reverend Bookburn version of Jesus entering from the rear must have its special introduction. So, without further ado, this goes out to the Christian supremacists, the Bush regime, the American Christian Taliban.
Let's do that again. Oh, do over. All right, here we go.
Die if you want to, you innocent puppets.
This next song is a special dedication to Priests for Life and its head, Father Francis Pavone, as well as for the runner-up to Asshole of the Week, the Right Reverend George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney. We're being interrupted by sexual dysfunctionaries again, who need to abuse an entire community due to their sexual impotence. Are they done?
Oh, hold on. There is no microphone. If anybody knows what a right reverend is, as opposed to any other kind of reverend, I would like to know. Does that mean a right-wing reverend, or one who isn't wrong, or one who's just, like, right-minded, or...
I think it just means his head cocks to the right.
Oh, well, most people...
Like that silly angel pose.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, yeah, most people don't, do they?
Right.
Well, anyway, I think it's a spinal thing.
Unless you have brain damage, yeah. Or you see or hear things that aren't there. But... So this goes out to Priests for Life, Father Francis Pavone, the head of Priests for Life, and runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Reverend George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney. This is Jello Biafra from the Spit CD series. This edition of Spit is called America's Sweetheart, and this is called Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest.
Can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
Who tells us that God is cool? Who's the first to teach at an all-boys school? Who breaks the law but is not liable? Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Who hugs the son but not your daughter? Who dunks the dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Survive with thanks. Who warns us about masturbation? Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who croaked the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Okay, gonna play from a CD that's not out yet. Paul Krasner sent me an advanced copy of his next CD, the fifth spoken word and comedy CD of his. This one will be called Irony Lives. And this is the one where former runner-ups to Asshole of the Week, Fox TV, decided to censor the guy who provides the voice of Homer Simpson. This recording was at a live appearance of Paul Krasner's, and at that appearance he was introduced by the guy who does the voice of Homer Simpson, and Fox TV decided not to permit it to be on the CD. I guess it was just too much for Fox TV. So that was censored and it won't be on the CD, thanks to Fox TV, but you can hear an MP3 version that's on Paul Krasner's website, which is paulkrasner.com, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, and as well as check out his books and other CDs. His new book, Murder at the Conspiracy Convention and Other American Absurdities, Introduction by George Carlin, is at Barricade Books, barricadebooks.com. This is from Irony Lives by Paul Krasner, and it's called... Whoa. What the fuck is that? Oh, I know what it is. It's that other CD. Okay, and it's called Terrorists Attack.
Thank you. It's as if my Rolodex had come alive. That was Dan Castellaneta, who is the voice of Homer. And and it's not sure yet whether Fox Network is going to allow that introduction to be on the album, because they own the voice of Homer Simpson. So they want to hear the whole album first. But whoever thought that Homer Simpson would one day become an intellectual property? So even though this is an album, please don't laugh voluntarily. It has to be involuntarily to be real. But of course, if you don't laugh, it's only going to help the terrorists. Try to get inside the mind of a terrorist. I mean, what does a suicide bomber have in mind? Well, what they tell them is they're going to go to their version of paradise, which has 72 virgins, and where an ejaculation lasts 600 years. I mean, that might be paradise for them. It would be hell for me. I mean, after 150 years, I'd want to rest a little bit. Look, honey, I'm going for a walk around the block, get some orange juice, some corn chips. Well, oh, yeah, sure, lubrication, absolutely. A whole gallon, okay, we'll do it. So the whole thing has changed since September 11th, and everybody is obsessed with how it's going to change, is it going to be the same, is it going to be the same with changes. And the best question of all, I think, came from Larry King. He was interviewing Dr. Andrew Weil, who is the alternative answer to Western medicine, and yet he made the cover of Time magazine. So Larry King asked him, he said, Andy, let me ask you a question. He always asks questions by the first name, no matter who you know. Let me ask you a question, Yasser. So he asked Dr. Weil, he said, Andy, after September 11th, did bulimiacs throw up more often? That's what he wanted to know. I mean, who is counting? He asked Bill Maher, you know, when will it be okay to be funny again? 1 month? 2 months? You know, as if there was a certain day that things could change. And so everybody was concerned. Jay Leno had a meeting on top of the mountain with Johnny Carson. What am I going to do? What kind of joker? What am I going to do? Johnny Carson just said, Jay, revert to Bill Clinton adultery jokes. And that's what he did, and it worked. Demonize Osama bin Laden and you'll be okay. Even Jerry Seinfeld resorted to his base material, which meant no change at all. Although, at one point, he decided not to do his airplane food jokes because it was too controversial. So, you know, you keep wondering, what are they going to say next? Is it too soon to do this? Is it too soon to do that? Is it too soon for Mike Tyson to stop biting his opponent? Although, I think that Tyson would make a fine politician because he's a true centrist. In his own words, he said, I'm not Mother Teresa, but I'm not Charlie Manson. Incidentally, Manson is up for parole again, and he thinks he might make it this time. He wants to spend more time with his family. I got interviewed by a reporter who said, is it too soon to take psychedelics again? And, you know, I just explained that I thought this was a matter of individual preference. And a friend of mine, about 3 weeks after the attack, took a magic mushroom trip. And she saw beautiful, glowing colors and undulating things, and she videotaped the whole thing. And then showed it to some friends, and all they saw was walls. Now, I don't think that anybody will argue that the Taliban is not evil. Their human rights stand is below zero. What they did to women's rights is unspeakable. It's insane to think that they would ban music and laughter itself and games. I mean, it's truly insane. Therefore, the question comes up, why did the U.S. government give $43 million of our taxpayers' money to the Taliban? And they didn't even have to show a business plan. All right, we'll stop with the poppies, okay? The reason the U.S. government gave $43 million to the Taliban was because they're a faith-based organization. You know, you want to ask these guys, does nobody, why did they drop bombs in Afghanistan simultaneously with dropping crates of food? Because they figure that that's compassionate conservatism. And then, you know, why did they put the crates marked in English, French, and Spanish over Afghanistan? You know, oh, well, they can't read anyway. They can find a rationale for anything. And so Bush made it seem like a gang war. You know, you're either on our side or you're with the terrorists. Are you with the Crips or the Bloods? It was like we're going to battle evil wherever it is. It reminded me of the old comic book days when they had the Justice League of America. And it was Superman and Batman and Captain Marvel and Wonder Woman, and they all grouped together in a community to fight justice as sort of a traveling commune. And then they would say that to the country, are you with us or against us? And Pakistan wasn't sure. And it was sort of like that old Jack Benny classic where the robber says, your money or your life. And in this case, it was Pakistan saying, we're thinking. And so this has been a war where shopping was the answer. That patriotism is just another word for consumerism. And as opposed to World War II, where they had rationing, now you're supposed to go max out your credit card if you want to be considered a true American. And I remember on the same day that George W. Bush told people that it was safe to go flying again, they should travel to all the wonderful vacation spots, or they should go to Disney World, which happens to be in his brother's state. And the same day he was saying that, the CIA announced that two generals would be authorized to call for a shootdown of a commercial plane if they thought that something was wrong. And then, at the height of the anthrax scare, there was a new commemorative postage stamp with Porky Pig dressed as a mail deliverer. And there's a mailbox near him, and he has this package. And he's saying, that's all, folks. And of course, it was the politically correct Porky Pig, because the original, as you know, this was his trademark, the stammer. That's all, folks. And they left that out. They politically corrected him. And then, to top that, the Postmaster General went on television and told us the final answer, which was, wash your hands after you open the mail. I was so worried till he said that. And so now I don't stop there. I wash my hands before I open the mail. I wash my hands after I mail a letter. I wash my hands before I write the letter. I wash my hands before I send an email. I wash my hands after I get a phone call. This cautionary measure has made me into a compulsive obsessive disorder person. And it was not on my list of things to do today. So first, it was ABC got the first anthrax in the mail, Peter Jennings. And then it was Tom Brokaw at NBC who held up a bottle of pills and said, "In Cipro we trust." It was like he had gotten religion. But he was always kind of sentimental. When Clinton's dog died, Tom Brokaw ended the broadcast by saying, "Rest in peace, buddy." Oh, well, maybe it was sincere. I don't know. Who's to say? But all of his talk show hosts began to have, instead of the usual people plugging their movies or their TV shows, they would have on newscasters, anchors, pundits, discussing serious things. So that's why Dan Rather went on David Letterman, and he was reading the lyrics from America the Beautiful when he started sobbing uncontrollably. And David Letterman clasped his hands and said, "It's okay." And Dan Rather, between sobs, "No, no, I'm a professional. I shouldn't be doing this." And I remember Letterman's exact response. He said, "Oh, man, you are a professional, but good Christ, you're also a human being." And the audience applauded wildly, you know, because it's good to know who you are. I mean, we're all human beings, but how often do we get applauded for it?
Okay, going to play from a reunion CD by DOA. In the late 70s and early 80s, they were punk and hardcore pioneers from Vancouver. And in 1998, they released a CD called Festival of Atheists. And they did two songs back to back on the CD. In fact, they did the same two songs back to back at their Philly show that same year. The first one we're going to skip because it's long. It's called If There's God, and that was written to the Christian Coalition. The second one is for the Christian terrorists, and that is called A Gun and a Bomb. And that was, of course, to the anti-abortion bombers and shooters. So if you want to check this out, it's at DOA's label, Sudden Death. I think there's a brand new CD now. SuddenDeath.com. From the 1998 release, Festival of Atheists, here is DOA doing A Gun and a Bomb. Come on, I'm making it.
Sorry if anyone here is Catholic. I'm not sorry if you're offended. I'm actually sorry just the fact that you're Catholic. Gotta be one of the most ludicrous fucking beliefs ever. Like, these vampire priests sink their twin fangs of guilt and sin into you as a child and suck your joy of life out of you the rest of your fucking existence. And I love watching the Pope bounce around in his little Pope-mobile. That's got to be hoot number one on my fucking CNN list. I want a whole show of the Pope just bouncing around in that all-terrain Pope-mobile with the 3 feet of bulletproof plexiglass around it. Boy, there's faith in action. You see, you know he's really the spokesman for God, because only God's spokesman would need plexiglass bulletproof. Anything? Don't y'all read that the same way? No. Christianity's the weird one, though, you know. Christianity's such an odd religion, you know. I was raised that way, you know, and you can just suffer for it. You know, the whole image is that, you know, eternal suffering awaits anyone who questions God's infinite love. That's the message, isn't it, that we're brought with. Believe or die. Thank you, forgiving Lord, for all those options. I've been compared to Koresh before. People said I was like Koresh, except without the guns or pussy. And means I'm just a real annoying guy, basically. But you must understand the seven seals. What, a seven? This is a circus? What? I'm with you. What? Seven seals, right. They hit the ball up their nose. Seven of them. I saw it when I was a kid. I don't understand it. And I knew Billy Clinton became one of the boys when he bombed Iraq. Remember that? It was just a little news story for 2 days. Isn't that interesting? He launched 22 cruise missiles against Baghdad in retaliation for the alleged assassination attempt against George Bush, which failed. We killed 6 innocent people launching 22, I think, $3 million apiece missiles on Baghdad, killing 6 innocent people. I think that's a little bit overdoing it, if you ask me. You know what we should have done? We should have embarrassed the Iraqis. You know what I mean? Here's how we could do it. We should have assassinated Bush. And said, that's how you do it, Towelhead. Don't fuck with us. And see, if Bush had been the one who had died, there would have been no loss of innocent life. We should do a car bomb derby with him. That's what we should do.
Okay, that was Bill Hicks from his comedy CD, Rant in E Minor. You heard The Pope, Christianity, Seven Seals, and One of the Boys. Before that, DOA did A Gun and a Bomb. Paul Krasner did Terrorist Attacks. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. The Feeders did Jesus Entering from the Rear with the special Jesus Christ Superstar introduction. And Mick O'Brien did another great parody called W Theocratic Revival. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And this is going to go overtime on Radio Volta and end in about 10 or 15 minutes at infidelguy.com. So I'll probably play very little music because I want to get in all the plugs before signing off. Let's see. What did I forget? You know what? I'm not going to read any articles. I brought all this shit to read. I don't know. I guess when I'm planning the show, I think it's like 20 hours long, and I can just get all the stuff in. If you want any of these articles, write to me, and I'll forward them to you. You can write to me at revbookburn@fullgospelranch.com. Conservative columnist and general annoying fuck Ann Coulter defends the murder of doctors who perform abortion when discussing a comment by Reverend Jerry Falwell. That's an email I just got. 115 people jailed at Atlanta party with live sex, an orgy that the police watched for over 3 hours. Actually, that's funny, but this is too long to read, too. Let's see, Clear Channel, the runners-up for Asshole of the Week, actually, I believe more than once. Clear Channel, Radio Monopoly, the one thing that sucks, arguably worse than Infinity Broadcasting, that owns hundreds of rock and pop stations. Clear Channel pulls the plug on an AIDS prevention campaign. Let's see. More paper. I'm not reading any of these articles, so if you want them, I'll forward them to you. Or you could find them yourself online. What's the Alternative by student activist and organizer Ted Glick at IPPN.org. Let's see, no articles. I'll just tell you how great they are. The July-August issue of Church and State from Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, AU.org. You can also see their reports on the Faith-Based Initiative. And the great July-August issue of The Humanist at thehumanist.org. Let's see, the dead Nazi we talked about last week, William Pierce. I forgot to mention that he was one time a recipient of Asshole of the Week last autumn after he said in response to September 11, anyone who crashes a plane into a building full of Jews is all right in my book. So one more reason to say good riddance to that Nazi scumfuck. And remember the August 24th anti-Nazi action in D.C. while the Nazis are down there. Check out onepeoplesproject.com. Let's see. We're going to talk and do a gag about the arrest of the corporate criminals from WorldCom, but we're going to save that. And I think it shows by the corporate media trying to make a distinction between the Bush regime, who are total corporate hoes, and all these arrested WorldCom and Adelphia and Enron guys, that the media right now is nothing more than propagandists at this point. They are down to the level of the tabloids or even Nazi propagandist Goebbels. Strictly cheerleaders and propagandists for the Bush regime, the corporate media, and yet another reason to support the survival of independent media and web broadcasting. Let's see, regarding the Regus arrest of those of more corporate criminals and the guy who censored Dr. Susie, I was thinking, since these guys were now in bondage, these guys who hated bondage so much, you might want to send them your toys or even your fake fur-lined cuffs and or any kind of Dr. Susie-like goodies to them. And I was thinking maybe it would be a good idea to send Dr. Susie to interrogate them in the processing room, but that is a law enforcement decision. And you're going to get updated on the Regus trial, including if they get away with their corporate crimes. If you did 1/10,000th of that, even without the three strikes laws, of course you would do 20 years. So we'll see what this corporate scum gets. We will follow this case. Let's see. The possible ideas of warning labels or stickers
people can create for themselves to put in hotel Bibles, government buildings and social security buildings, any place where there's religious propaganda that's inappropriate, courtrooms, social services buildings, and public schools. An ex of mine and I used to do that, be in a hotel and write a warning in the Bible, like, warning, the following is harmful to children, has caused war, racism, genocide, slavery, mass murder, destruction of entire cultures, and blah, blah, blah. Similar to the record labels. Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, What's New, and Terror Journals, and Terry and Merle Weigel celebrate the 14th anniversary by having sex at the Weimer Love Club. Also, the New Times LA article about Dr. Susie's censorship by the Riguez crime family. And the Reverend wrote a letter in response to that, so hopefully they'll print that. Radio Susie at RadioSusie1.com. Dee Dee, Roxy, Melanie, and other squirting stars of the Midsummer Night's Orgy. And if they rebroadcast the August 3rd show, live call-ins, including Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Tammy. That's at RadioSusie1.com. From Peter Dale Scott, Poppy Paradox, U.S. War in Afghanistan Boosts Terror Funds. http://socrates.berkeley.edu/tildepdscott/q